Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Whitman, your host, and you're listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm so excited that you're joining me today. Alrighty, so my motivational quote today is by Steve Maraboli, and it says, or he says, live your truth, express your love, share your enthusiasm, take action towards your dreams, walk your talk, dance and sing to your music, embrace your blessings, make today worth remembering. Did you know that dancing is directly linked to kindness? Yes, really, it is. One non-for-profit organization knows how to get everyone literally dancing in the streets. They do not think small either. They accomplish this around the world. They're crazy. Would you like to be part of this movement where dancing, kindness, good health, and love is spread across the world, especially during these times? Here's what they do. At the exact same moment in time throughout the world, around the world, people will break into a synchronized dance ensemble in the street. I think that's just the coolest thing I've ever seen and heard. How many of you think that if you saw that you would be like, what is going on? Well, if that happens in your neighborhood, please don't worry. Jump in and just join the fun. Dance and sense the joy that everybody embraces while this love and heart is felt through this dance fest. For just a brief moment, you could be part of something that's just really big, bigger than ourselves. Yes, it's true. The kindness I'm describing is absolutely contagious. Today, I'm excited to discuss this topic with two guests, my good friend Therese Rolke, and another new guest that I'm meeting for the first time is Sherilyn Przlomski. They're both active members in this non-for-profit organization called Life Fest Inside. And wait until you hear what their mission and ideas are as to how to spread happiness around the world. You know what? It's easier than we think. And I hope that you're ready to learn how you can dance your way to kindness. So Therese and Sherilyn, thank you so much for being on today and for sharing this really cool non-for-profit fun event that you guys are having.
Oh, thanks for having us.
We're excited to be here.
Yes, I'm excited to have you. So what first, maybe Therese, since you've been on before, share with everybody what Dance for Kindness actually is. I mean, I gave a brief description, but share more detail.
Yeah, so Dance for Kindness is, it's a freeze mob, flash mob dance. What happens is we freeze in kindness poses for the first song that plays. So kind of like stopping in time in an act of kindness. And then we go into the flash mob part, which is the actual rehearsed dance that we do. And it's amazing. We do this in Red Bank on Broad Street. They actually shut down Broad Street for us to dance, and we've had as many as 200 dancers with us in the past 4 years. This will be our fifth year doing it, and we're hoping to get over 300 people this year.
And it's really cool. This is Red. When she said Red Bank, guys, it's Red Bank, New Jersey, by the way. But they do this. How many countries? It's in how many countries and how many people partake in this on that same moment in time?
Yeah. So what happens is we have group leaders around the world. Last year it took place in 50 countries, 120 locations with 15,000 dancers dancing the same dance to the same song on the same day.
And you guys, you put this on, there's video on the Life Fest Inside, right? Life on their website, there's a Dance for Kindness link, isn't there, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, mm-hmm. There is.
So they can actually experience watching it. And then I'm telling you guys, you see this and you think, oh my God, this is so amazing, that then they have an opportunity to sign up, which will give them that information at the end of the show. So Sherilyn, what was it like when the first time you participated in this freeze mob, flash mob dance?
It's almost difficult to find the right word to explain it. I mean, it's just so incredible. It's amazing. It just gives you chills. That, you know, that, and you walk away and you're on this high for the next several days. And it's, you just watching everybody come together and the energy, the positive energy from so many people, from not only just the dancers, but just the crowd, the firefighters that are doing it. It's just, like I said, it's speechless. It's just so amazing. It's just amazing.
So the police and firefighters who really are blocking off and keeping the road safe for you guys to do the dance, they actually jump in and get involved as well.
They do. Yeah, the firefighters, they use their truck. They actually signed up to be a part of this.
They're
the
adorable.
First time we did it, and they just happened to put the fire truck at one end of the street. So.
Yeah. And they're on their ladder doing the dance themselves.
Oh, yeah, and they're videotaping from above for us. Yeah.
That is amazing. So now when it's happening across the country, it is the same moment in time, right, you guys?
Actually, it's on the same day. It's not necessarily exactly the same time, but it's on the same day around the world.
Yeah, I guess because of the different time zones, right?
Exactly, exactly.
All right, so besides you guys coming on my show, Enlightenment of Change, how do you get the word out for such an amazing event, again, across the world? How do you guys do that?
Well, it's having the local, different publications involved. And when Therese was started this, it was like, I just like, you know, this is amazing. We have to get the word out there. So between the different local publications, online, all the social media, that's how we get the word out there.
Are you, Sherilyn, now your background is human resources and PR. So why did you choose to get involved with this organization?
Having done public relations for several organizations, when I saw what she was doing, I just couldn't, it was like, this is where you got to get it out there. You've got to get this bigger and out there. And she had it. It just needed to be out there a little bit more. And then once you've got these publications to come down to the event themselves, they just took it and ran with it. And it just landed on the front page of several of these publications. So it didn't take much. Once you got them down there and they were so curious by it, they just took it and ran with it then.
Yeah. And it's amazing. I mean, I got so many comments from people when they saw that the Asbury Park Press in New Jersey had something about kindness on the front page of the paper the next day.
That's awesome.
People loved it. Yeah.
That's awesome. And you know what? There's so much bad news every time you read the paper, every time you go online, or every time you watch, the news in the evening after work. It's just sad and depressing. So to open a paper or get the paper delivered and see on the front page something about kindness and how we're trying to share that across the world, I just think it's an important message. And I think especially what's going on right now across the United States especially, but really around the world, that this is such a powerful and important topic for all of us. So I love what you guys are doing. Now, you mentioned that this is the fifth time that you're doing it in New Jersey. Where did it originate, and how many locations, like at the first one, how many locations were there?
Yeah, you know what? I'd have to go back to the website to check the actual number, but it started out, I'll tell you how I got involved, because I went to a women in business luncheon with the Monmouth County Chamber of Commerce in April of 2013, and the speaker just happened to be the founder of Life Est Inside, the organization that runs this. Her name is Orly Waba. And if people can go to the lifevestinside.com website and check out the video that launched this whole thing 6 years ago, actually, the Kindness Boomerang video, it has gone viral. Millions of people have seen this video. It was shot on the street in Red Bank, New Jersey, where we dance. So, and that video went viral. And so Orly reached out to her fans through the internet and said, I would love to do this dance for kindness. Who's in? And she got, I couldn't even tell you, but the numbers were much smaller. Obviously, she was just starting out. But she got enough people to commit to doing a dance in their hometowns, and that just launched it 6 years ago. They did their first dance, and now the numbers are what they were last year. Incredible. So
share with me now, Orly, she's from Long Island, if I'm not mistaken, right?
She's actually Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I watched her TED Talk. She's on TED Talks and talks about how she got involved in this. And yes, she's clearly got a Brooklyn accent. Just, it's adorable. She's absolutely adorable, you know. But my question, and either one of you can field this question, how did she 6 years ago even think to do such an, or start such an amazing concept of Life Vest Inside?
You know what? Orly has had a dream since she was a little girl, 5 or 6 years old, that she wanted to make a difference in the world. Well, this is a very motivated young lady, because she became a, she actually studied film production at Brooklyn College. And so she knew she could get a message out through video somehow. Mm. This is way before the internet was what it was today, what it is today. And so she knew she wanted to spread kindness. And then she became a school teacher in Brooklyn, and she was teaching her classes how to be kind. And she had the kids make up their own kindness cards, which launched the kindness cards that she has on her website now. And so she eventually said she wanted to launch an organization to spread the word, and she had to quit her job to do this. And she had to dip into her own savings account to make this work. And she has done an amazing job, but she can't do it alone, because it does take money and time and volunteers. So she does reach out to people. She has a whole network called Kindness Ambassadors, a whole program around the world. We have a private Facebook page, and that's how people around the world communicate. And it's amazing. You'd be surprised how much people around the world from different cultures, backgrounds, and religions have in common when we focus on kindness and humanity. It's a beautiful place to be.
And what a well-said thing. We are all the same. And we, when you peel it back, we're human. And when you share kindness or you show kindness, people respond, you know, just in a fabulous way. Now, you mentioned the cards that the kids made when she was a teacher, and she now uses them as the Life Vest Inside cards. Can you guys, one of you, tell me about what that is? What are the cards?
So they're actually kindness cards. Each of the cards, there's 26 different cards in a deck. There's an adult, there's a regular version and a children's version. And what you do is it has an act of kindness on it, and you hand them out to people, and you ask them to please do this act of kindness and then pass it on to someone random so they can continue doing this act of kindness. And it's a great way to start connecting people together in this movement of kind acts. And the ones for the kids in the classroom are fabulous. It's like, have lunch today with someone that's sitting alone, or awesome stuff. Everybody go to Life Vest Inside and get their own deck and share it with people.
Go ahead. Yeah. I was going to say, the innocence of a child, like, sit with someone who's sitting alone. Oh, does that not pull on your heartstrings?
Yeah, amazing. Those are the chills that you get from the...
Oh. And then a couple of years ago, she came up with this other deck called something like Caught in the Act of Kindness, where you hand out a card, you witness an act of kindness and pass on the card to the person that did the act, like, I caught you in an act of kindness, and just to bring awareness to them that they're doing a good thing.
That they went out of their way for, you know, whatever they did, held the door, smiled, whatever little thing they probably did. Now, it's interesting because obviously, and I know you gals are corporate chicks too, so I'm in corporate America, but, you know, the other thing I see, and I'm sure you guys see it too, in corporate America, I feel like kindness is missing. And I think we're so, and I've used this statistic several times on the show, but it's so worth repeating. I hosted a show a couple of weeks ago, and so I did research, you know, for my introduction, and the Gallup poll had surveyed 150,000, it happened to be Americans, and 70% of them surveyed said that they hated, the word hate was used, hated their job, and they had the boss from hell. And that just stunned me, that statistic. And it was funny because I see that in the corporate environment as well, where people hate being there, and you see them like dragging themselves in the morning into the office buildings, and how they're curt with each other throughout the day. And it really, it disturbs me. So what I'm thinking as you're talking about these cards, I know I'm going to bring them to my training when I train, when I see, and Therese, I'm going to buy the two decks. So the one, when I see someone doing something kind in my clients' buildings, I'm going to hand them the card and I'm going to use the cards, to pass it on to people to say to my class, okay, so this is the objective, kindness objective for the week. Everybody, you guys have to do whatever it is, to get more and more people involved. And I'm going to use the deck to do that. But I'm thinking within corporations, isn't it a cool thing for leaders to do with 26 cards? So they do a kindness a week for 26 weeks. Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Yes. I love it. My brain is just right now. I'm so excited because I'm attending a 2-day human resource convention. And I'm just thinking how, because you have all these speakers and workshops, and I'm sitting here right now, you've given me such great ideas about how this could be something that could evolve more into bringing this into the corporate world and a great workshop for possibly next year.
What?
For, you nice. Know. So
they have
some work. We have some work to do.
Well, and I listen, hey, the sales, that's what I do, man. It's always looking, how can we get our voice out there? And for such a great cause, for people to show kindness, like how much effort is this? And the decks of cards, Therese, what are they? $10, $20?
Yeah, $8 to $10 each.
Oh my God, $8 to $10. Like really? There's no excuse to not use this as a resource. But I think we need to have a chat with Orly so that she starts going into and trying to change the vibration at our corporations across the world, not just in the U.S. So just that. See, this is how my brain fires people. That's just how I work. Listen, guys, let's take a really, really quick break on a very high note. And yeah. When we come back, I want to shift back to the Dance for Kindness and, you know, talk about how people can get involved and how people can donate or how people can become ambassadors, which yes. I am an ambassador. I've been, I think, Therese, we've done this 2 years, so I think I'm an ambassador for the past 2 years for LifeFest yes. as well. So let's take a really quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll kind of talk about all of that stuff to get people excited and involved. Cool?
Yes.
All righty.
A speaker has little value to an audience unless you, the listener, is motivated and empowered to change. Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates is a renowned speaker and is an architect of change. Consultations, training, seminars, and speaking engagements are the venues where she affects change. Whether your responsibilities include customer service, sales, marketing, training, executive management, or ownership, and you are seeking change in your organization, then you need to hire Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates. Connie doesn't just fill your ears with rhetoric. She speaks to the heart and success of your business. So next time you need to hire a speaker, don't hire someone that just talks. Hire an architect of change. Connie Whitman. Just ask for Connie by calling 732-888-1420. That's 732-888-1420. Or email connie@whitmanassociates.com.
We're back and we're talking about this, an amazing organization called LifeFest Inside. Specifically, this time of year, they do a huge event across the world. Last year was 50 countries and 120 different locations with over 15,000 participants. And it's Dance for Kindness is what the event is called. And that's what we're discussing today with my awesome guests. I have the dynamic duo with me today. Therese Rolke, and I have Sherilyn Przlomski. Did I say that right, Sherilyn?
You did it right.
Yay. Cool. All right. So let's go back to the Dance for Kindness. Are they the same time every year, or do you shift, you know, the times, guys?
Yeah. So what happens is there's actually something called World Kindness Day, and it's November 13th every year. And so what Orly did was brilliant. She picked the Sunday before the 13th, and sometimes it falls on the 13th, to do this event to kick off World Kindness Week and make it a whole week's worth of awareness. And so everyone does it on that Sunday before November 13th. So it's beautiful. It's
that,
a great.
That is so cool. And who, see now, who knew that there was a World Kindness Week? I did not know that, right? So that's another good piece of information. The other sad thing is, shouldn't every day be World Kindness Day?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the whole thing we try to promote, is don't just make this a temporary thing. Make this part of your life. You know?
Yeah, that's, and I, and the other cool thing I like that Orly did and that your organization has developed is the kids cards, because kids' level of what they could do for kindness. And I, you know, I'll use the example again of sitting with a kid at lunch, you know, that's sitting alone and just, you know, bringing a smile to their face that they have a little friend, right? So
yeah.
They're the little things that I think, kids can do. And I think the adults, us, I think we can do bigger things to show kindness. Again, holding the door, or, you know, on the subway, getting up and letting an elderly person or a pregnant lady or, you know, someone who's, you know, crippled or whatever. We can do bigger gestures of kindness because, you know, our brains are certainly more developed than a child's. Is anything from the other years past, is there anything different that you guys are doing this year?
So last year, you know what? Even though the premise is the same, we shut down Broad Street, we get out there, we actually do like this street dance party to get the energy going and just to have a fun time, and there's freestyle dancing going on. Even though the premise is all the same, every year, there's like a different twist to what happens. Like last year, I had someone who was a youth leader in a church, a local church, who I met on Facebook just through It's amazing how social media really expands all this. She had texted me a couple of days before the dance and said, "Hey, Therese, I saw something on Facebook called Neighborhood Messages or something to that effect." And she goes, and what they do is they're writing in chalk on the street positive messages. Can I bring some chalk for our kids to start writing the messages, and then they'll share them with the other children that are there? I'm like, oh my God, yes. It's great when we collaborate and we're open to other ideas that we might not have ourselves, because this just takes on a whole new thing. And now I told her, that's it. We're doing this every year. I love this.
Are they going to do that? Are they going to do the chalk around the world?
You know what? This was a local idea. That's a good idea. I should put it out there in the group leader page.
Absolutely.
And tell, because there's a group leader page, and tell them that this is a great idea. Maybe they can incorporate it into their events as well.
Yeah. And think about it, that the kids are writing from their heart, whatever it is that they're thinking kindness is. Right. And you could take these awesome pictures and post them on the Facebook pages, post them on the website, and share it maybe through the schools even. Like I think I would almost create a link for the kids that do get involved that they could bring it to the schools.
Yeah.
And then, you know how schools do, some still do, I think, like hard copy newsletters. Most is online though. So they can do these, you know, maybe do the video and do it in an assembly or something. I don't know. It just, again, to get the word out there and get more and more kids involved.
Yeah, you know, and people don't realize this, but on Life Essence Science website, Orly hired somebody who put together a kindness curriculum from first to fifth grade, and she's trying to get it out in the schools around the world, or at least around this country. And it's available for purchase from the internet, from Orly's website, the lifeessenceside.com website.
Oh.
So I would love if administrators in the schools would tap into this and bring it into the classrooms. So.
I'll tell you, that's such a cool thing for Orly, being her background being a school teacher and translating that into her passion, right, which are the kids.
Yeah.
What a really, that's kind of a cool thing to come to fruition, I bet, for her, right, with her original vision of the kindness and then, you know, launching it within the schools, I think is amazing. And it's funny because I think that especially this new generation, the millennials and younger, they are much more aware of the world, right? Recycling and saving our world, and much more aware of that kindness factor. I think even when, you know, when we were kids, you guys are younger than me, but still, even your generation, my generation, I think the kids today are much more aware of these things. Probably, like you said, Therese, because of the social media.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
It's just more available. You know, the other thing you said, I don't know if it was you, Sherilyn, or Therese, but you said that we're trying to get different perspectives out there. So maybe, you know, this woman who approached you with doing the chalk, you know, on the ground, on the streets, being open to hear other people's ideas is another thing that this show, what I try to do with this show, because I feel like we all have such fabulous wisdom and insight and perspective because of how we were raised or where we were raised or ethnicity, whatever it is. And I think once we open our own perspective to hear someone else's thoughts or ideas, it's like, bam, you know, this explosion of, oh my God, then we could do this, then we could do that, then we could do this. And you have this building block of effort that goes into more than what I could ever think of on my own, or you, Therese, on your own, or Sherilyn on your own. So I love that. That's part of the component of what the whole organization is trying to do, is just to shift our little perspective, or to enhance our perspective, to make it a little bigger, to make us better. And I think that's really what we're trying to achieve, again, through this organization, certainly, right? I'm understanding that.
That's exactly it. You just build up all these other ideas and the energy.
Yep. And something that I didn't even realize. So we wrote, and not only the kids, we had pictures of adults squatting down to write messages. Wow. And that was beautiful. So I had a friend call me the next day and say, Therese, who participated in the dance with us, and said, Therese, I happened to be on Broad Street in Red Bank the next day. I was getting out of my car and realized the next day the chalk writing was still there, but we weren't there anymore. And she goes, the woman in front of me got out of her car, opened her door, stepped down, looked at the ground, and screamed, somebody loves me, because of the messages on the ground. I'm like, I did not even think about the repercussions of this, like, the next day.
Isn't that great?
It's funny, we talk about vibration, right? That we're all energy sources. And I mean, I talk a lot about that. And that to me is the pebble in the pond. And then that ripple effect, that we're not even there anymore. And yet that vibration, that ripple effect just bam, keeps going and going and going. And that is, I think, an awesome byproduct of what the whole organization, you know, Life Fest Inside, and then this event, Dance for Kindness, is trying to achieve. So I just think that's so cool. How does the organization raise money? Because you said before, you know, Orly tries to get people involved, right? Because she certainly can't do this alone, but also so people volunteer, which I think is amazing. How can people, in addition to buying whatever, how can they donate if they choose that? Because I know I choose where I donate my dollars, you know?
Yeah. Well, she does have on her website, there is a button to click to donate there. You can buy the merchandise she has for sale. The other thing that Orly is doing is she's becoming a big, she was on the national TED stage in 2013.
Yes, I saw that.
So she's actually available as a speaker. If somebody, she's looking to get speaking engagements, you know, that's a big way to pay the organization back, because, you know, for her to come and speak about kindness to an organization, even corporate organizations, is a big way to help pay for that too, because she'll get paid for the speaking engagement. She also just wrote a book, which was came out in January, called Kindness Boomerang, and that's available on Amazon.com. It's available on her website, and she's doing a tour this actually November. She's going to be in California for Dance for Kindness, not at the flagship location in Times Square this year. She's going to be in California with our choreographer, Dancing for Kindness out there. And she's doing a bus tour across the country and making stops to do some speaking engagements and promoting her book.
That's awesome. That's just awesome. And I forgot to mention the flagship Dance for Kindness event is in Times Square, and that is videoed, right? And we put that up on the website. So it's really a lot of fun. And they do close that off also, correct? The roads?
Yeah, they are in front of, oh my gosh, one of the stores, and they take over the billboards there. I can't think of
Yeah, so it's, so you can see it on the billboard.
Yeah, so you
can
see it.
That's just the coolest. Like, it's like New Year's Eve in Times Square.
Yeah.
I love it. So, Sherilyn, how can people get involved with Dance for Kindness if they're like, I want to do this?
Well, they absolutely think you can. You don't have to be a dancer to do the dance. It's an easy dance to do. And so they can go online. You register to dance. So that's all on the website in order to register to be a dancer. But if you don't want to dance and you want to be part of just the event, you can just be a spectator. And as I said, and you said it earlier, there's just the vibrations and the energy is just to even be part of it on the side, you are a part of it. Mm-hmm. So if you don't feel like you don't want to dance, you can just be a part of it by just being there.
Yeah.
So there's two ways to be involved.
A couple of other things too, Connie, because I forget, we're on your radio show, which is really worldwide. People can find, with 120 locations, I don't know how many we have this year, they can find locations around the world to dance, to go and dance. You know, it's not just in New Jersey, obviously.
What is the website that they could go to? And guys, don't worry, my listeners, I promise I will post it so you all literally can click on it on the website, on the Web Talk Enlightenment of Change website. What is that website, guys?
They can either go to lifevestinside.com and they'll find the link there, or they can just type in danceforkindness.com and they'll find all the information there as well.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. And if they have any questions where they want to speak to you ladies, your special email that only you two will get, so you can literally respond personally, is DFK, so Dance for Kindness, redbank@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Perfect.
Awesome. So I will post that just in case folks want to, sometimes going to a website can be a little intimidating, I think. So they can reach out to you and ask any additional questions. The other thing, you guys, I was giggling that when you said, well, you could just be a spectator. This is what I'm picturing. I'd say, oh yeah, I'm not a dancer. I'm just going to stand on the sidelines and watch. As soon as the music starts, as soon as you see the flash mob going, everybody on the side of the street is going to start boogieing down, you know?
They do that. And they do it before even they start. We start a little bit in the streets before the actual flash mob. So there's all this music going and just the energy is, you know, you can't help but move and groove.
Crazy.
And the other thing is we also need people to hand out kindness cards, hold up signs, take pictures.
That's right.
So they can be participants if they don't want to dance in other ways or just do the kindness freeze mob. Everyone can be frozen in kindness.
Isn't that so cool? I just love it. And as you're describing it, it's very, very endearing. Both of your voices as you speak about it, it's just, you feel the energy, but you feel the kindness and love. So it's just, it's really crazy cool, this whole event. It's just such a cool thing. Kids get involved, 70, 80-year-old people could get involved. So there's no age restriction. It's just about getting your butt out there, having a good time, and just, you know, sharing kindness. I mean, how much more basic can we get in changing the vibration of our world, especially again at this time where just crazy things are happening out there. We're out of time, my friends, but I have to tell you, this was just such a fun show. What enjoyable. I hope everybody enjoyed learning a little bit more about Dance for Kindness, and hopefully it raises our awareness to bring kindness to home, to our workplace, holding doors on the street while we're driving to reduce our road rage, perhaps. So I hope that you felt the energy and the love today and really the kindness that we're trying to get out there. And I hope you pay it forward and share the show by passing on some gesture of kindness throughout your day, throughout your week, throughout your year. So, guys, thank you again for sharing. Really cool. Really cool stuff.
Well, thank you, Connie.
We love you.
Thank you. Good. It's great, guys. And if you, my folks listening, if you need to reach me any questions or you want to share a story or you need help with your corporate endeavors or small business endeavors, please reach out to me directly at Connie@WhitmanAssoce.com. I do respond to that email personally, and I will try to help you any way I can. Again, Therese, Sherilyn, thank you so much for spending time with us. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Truly my pleasure today. And I hope you guys will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together how to grow and challenge ourselves so we all embrace change, share kindness, and realize that, you know what, this whole thing is so much easier than we think. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Thanks, everybody. Have an awesome week. And please go out and share some kindness with people you love.
You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. To learn more about Connie, visit her website, whitmanassoc.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you were here.